Krishna Nirmala Sadar, Marve 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 Besimcha, Mishe 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 Nirmala Sadar, Marve 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 Besimcha,
השם, תורה למד ג' still in paragraph זין ואזי, and then man that works on himself, then he is receiving, מקבלים המידות, all of his attributes being fixed, and they're receiving the light of the love that's in the wisdom, means that he believes in Hashem Yitbarach in every situation, means that he's happy, not only that he knows that it's Hashem causing him all of those troubles, also he's accepting it with love, he's happy. I told you that once, that the Bala Sulam is saying that he is explaining what it means to live eternal life already in this world, that you're ready to live every moment that you have in your life for eternity, forever. Then you have eternal life, Chaim Nitzchiim. You live eternal life when you're willing to live like that, no matter when. Forever. You're accepting it. For Hashem Yitbarach, you're ready to accept that forever, to be in that situation forever. This is what it means that you have eternal life, that you live eternal life. Ve'ro'e, and the man can see, u'masig, and to achieve the light, the hidden light, the oraganuz, lefi b'chinato, according to his aspect. היינו, it means that the tzadikim, שהצדיקים והתורה, and the Torah, שהיה גנוז וצפון עד עתה ממנו, that they were hidden until now from him, כשכופפת ליבו להדעת, when he's forcing his heart to receive the wisdom, means the knowledge that Hashem, he is God, it means that he's conquered his own יצרה, אזי מקבל הלב, so then the heart receives, that the heart, Shehu, Shoresh Lechol Amidot, is the root, the beginning of all attributes, Umekabel Or Ha'ahava Shebadat, he receives the light of the love that's in the wisdom, means love that beyond time, beyond of all of difficulties, beyond of all limits of this world, Hu Ahava Shehaya Bekoach, that is the love that was in power, בין הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל, ביטוין הקדוש ברוך הוא תועם ישראל, קודם הבריאה, before of the creation. וזה, and this is what it's written, מי האיש שחפץ חיים? Who is that man that wish to have life? חפץ, wish, wants. הוא בחינת לב, is an aspect of the heart. שהחפץ הוא בלב, that the will is in the heart. חיים, life. הוא בחינת דעת, is an aspect, it's the aspect of wisdom. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, מקור חיים, the source of life, שכל בעליו, the wisdom of his owner, means that a man lives according to his wisdom, like we said, צדיק באמונתו יחיה, that you're alive corresponding to how much wisdom / faith you have in your life. היינו, it means, כשמקשר את הלב להדעת, when the man is connecting, bonding the heart to the wisdom, means that he controls his heart, שליבו ברשותו, that he owns his heart, he can decide what to feel, what not to feel, from what to be excited, from what not, from what to be afraid, from what not to be afraid, he controls on his heart, שכופף את יצרו, that he is forcing his יצר הרע, to serve Hashem. Azai lefi b'chinato, so then according to his aspect, ohev yamim, he loved the days. It means, hu mamshich et ahava midat, he's pulling the love from the wisdom, letoch hayamim, love the days, into the days, uletoch hamidot, and into the attributes, into all of the limits, all of the borders, all of the physical difficulties, and measurements that there are in this world. לראות טוב, to see good. ורואה ומשיג את האור כי טוב וגנוז. And he sees and achieves the light that is good and hidden. שמשיג האור, that he achieves the light. היינו התורה הגנוזה, the hidden Torah. והצדיקים הגנוזים, and the hidden righteous people. Like we said, hidden Torah is that understanding of the Torah. It's not that we're going to reveal new chapters, new parashot shavua, new gemarot that we never knew, a new book on the Zohar, something like a Zohar Kadosh that's going to be revealed. It's just way of ability, way of keeping the Torah Kedosha. It's a secret. People don't know how to do that. Rabbi Natan said once that Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the one that gave us the Torah, and Rabbi Nachman Breslov, he's the one that gave us the tools to keep the Torah Kedosha. Everyone knows what we should do. It doesn't help no one there. No one can do it. Okay, you can open the Shulchan Aruch, you can see, you should wake up at midnight, and then to learn Torah a few hours. There is a way of saying the Brachot, and then to pray Netzach Hama, after that you said Zmirot HaBoker, and then you need to learn, and first of all, and then 2/3 of the day you need to learn Torah, and 1/3 you need to go and to find something small to work on. It doesn't written what you're doing when the phone is ringing and your wife is screaming. It doesn't written all of those in the Shulchan Aruch. So we need to learn how to bring ourselves to keep all of those rules. When you have Yetzer Hara and you don't know, and you suddenly have problems and confusions, and you yourself, your own Yetzer Hara, kicking you out from the Beit Midrash and put ideas inside of your head, and you don't know, should I learn this, shouldn't I learn that, and what I'm going to do with myself, and should I pray now, should I learn now, should I do tshuva now, should I go to work now, should I be with the family now, and your lack of wisdom, you don't know. And Rav Shalom said that Chalukat HaEtzah, to be divided in the advice, that you have two advice, that you don't know what to do, he said this is the worst suffering of them all. And it's coming to a man that he's not holy. Only when a man is, like that it's written, Kashe zivugo shel adam ki kriyat yam suf, that the mating of the man, the shiduchim, to find his wife, to have flombait with his wife, it's hard as touring yam suf, kriyat open yam suf. So when a man is not holy, so he is inside the depths. He's mimtzulot yam totzieni. He needs to scream to Hashem Yitbarach, save me from the depths, from the depths of the sea. He's drowning all of the time, like Yonah Navi is telling, that he's going down into the sea, and suf chavush al roshi, and he's inside all of the marbolot. Is the marbolot?
Whirlpools.
And he's drowning, and he's confusing, and he's looking for himself, and he doesn't have no advice. He's trying to go this way, that way, and he cannot breathe. He doesn't have air. He doesn't know what to do. It's because he's not holy. The sea been opened by the merit of Yosef HaTzadik. Hayam ra'av vayanos. The sea saw the vayanos of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, he saw the wife of Potiphar, and he was running away. Vayanos. So the sea, when they brought the Aron of Yosef HaTzadik, the sea saw the merit of Yosef HaTzadik, that he was running from the wife of Potiphar, so the sea ran away from him. Hayam ra'av vayanos, and he been opened. The sea saw that Yosef was so holy that the sea was running away from Yosef. And then the sea split in the middle, and Am Yisrael can walk by Yabasha. Inside the dry land, inside of the sea, means they can go into the depths and nothing, the water cannot harm them. Nothing can do no harm to them. They're not afraid of nothing. They're all safe and Hashem is with them. And Adrabah, inside those depths, they have fruits over there and all kinds of things. And it was sweet water they could take out, Pepsi, cola, coffee, tea, whatever they wanted. They could take whatever they could. They had all of bounty and shefa over there. Where? In the depths. The depths weren't frightening them anymore. Why? Because they were holy. It all depends in the Kedusha. A man that is holy, he's not afraid of no situation. He's just cool and relaxed, and he's thinking, he's considering, he's got time to think. Even in time of stress, his opinion, his wisdom is wide. He's got time. He can think fast enough, and he can achieve all of the conclusions in a very short time. Why? Because he's holy.
The contamination, the tum'ah, bring the man to frustration, to stress, to confusion. He doesn't know what to do, and he's all afraid and confused, and he wants, and he doesn't know. And
it's falling and falling and falling. So this is the light of the Torah. The Torah that is hidden, this is the Torah. It's the ability to keep the Torah, like the Rav Shalom said. Rabbeinu was talking on going in Torah 52, going to cancel the ta'avot, the lust and desires, to go every night after midnight outside of the city, outside of the yishuv, to a place that people are not walking, and over there to talk for hours until you're going to uproot your lust and desires, and then to go and to work on another attribute, another midah, and until you're going to clean it, and then. But we don't have those powers. So Rabbeinu could say, and Rabbeinu could write, and Rabbeinu can do whatever he wants. We don't have those abilities. And then comes Rav Shalom and telling us, don't worry, if you're doing half an hour, 30 minutes every day on one subject, you're going to achieve it finally. So suddenly it becomes to be valuable also for people like us. The connection with Hashem Yitbarach, with that wonderful advice of 1 hour it bodedut, suddenly you can also talk to Hashem Yitbarach. Before of that, no one could do that. Here are stories, the Chafetz Chaim, there are stories, and Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, all right, the righteous people. Now Rabbeinu brought it down. And if Rabbeinu haven't brought it down enough, so now they have the students of Rabbeinu that are bringing it even lower to our generation. Like Rav Shalom said in the class yesterday, and like that I told you that he told me, in this generation you have only one thing, it's the will, you can want. And not because we're not able to do nothing else, because this is the will of Hashem. In other generations, that they could achieve higher things, it was because Hashem would give them higher powers, huge powers, enormous powers to do things. Today we cannot. Everyone is insulted in a moment. Everyone have a broken heart. Everyone is so offended and so sensitive. And every word that you hear, and immediately you want to run away and to... And people divorce after nothing, and people are breaking houses and leaving the yeshiva. And what happened? Once there was only one yeshiva in the city. You cannot run. And divorce, it wasn't a concept at all. People wouldn't divorce. It wasn't exist to divorce. Who is divorcing? All right, not talking, fighting, arguing. So what? So you can argue. I remember I told my wife in the beginning of our relationship, I told her, no matter what's going to happen, we're not divorcing. Even if for months, I'm going to live under the table, you're going to live in the living room, we're not talking, no matter what. No one goes out from the house. It didn't help me. But Baruch Hashem, at least I won it. I won it. One time I remember that Arav Berlan said that after you have 6 children, there is no more problems of Shlom Bayit. She gives up. This is it. 6 children. Yalla, do whatever, what she can do. She doesn't have the time to fight anymore. So, bring children. Arav Shalom once, I remember, I called him in the middle of a very huge fight that we had in the house, and my wife, she left. She went out from the house. So Arav asked me, she took the children with her? So I said, no. So he said, don't worry, she's going to come back. This is it. But we're getting so stressed. No, she left, she's going to come back. All right, you need to learn how to bend your head, to surrender, to accept the rebukes. And everything going to go back. When you're not holy, when you're contaminated, when you're arrogant, so you have to answer. And you have to find for justice, for the truth. No, but I wasn't saying it. And why are you blaming me on something that I haven't done? You're not holy. You're not with Hashem. If you would be with Hashem, and this is something that I wanted to remind you. We talked about it. And this is how actually we opened this Seder of this time, of this year. This is how we opened with that class, amazing shiur that Rav Shalom gave. In the Ilula of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and Rav Shalom said that all of that issue of the will, that a man can want Hashem Yitbarach and should believe in his own will that he really wants Hashem Yitbarach and that he really is connected to Hashem Yitbarach and that his spiritual being is the main thing, all of that, how can a man be aware to his will? What is blocking that will from being revealed, and what's hiding it for people outside?
never even heard about it, and people inside, it's a huge wall for them to connect themselves to their will. So what is that trigger? What is standing between? So Rav Shalom said, and this is the most important thing of them all, that when a man is doing tshuva, when a man is sinning, for start over there, when a man is sinning, so he's creating a mechitza, a curtain, between him to his Father in heaven. Means that he cannot see the light of Hashem Yitbarach. The light of Hashem Yitbarach is showing itself inside the Torah and inside the righteous people and inside your own soul, that you can see the light of your neshama. So, for a man to connect himself to Hashem, first of all, you have to see the light of his neshama. And then he can see the light of the Torah and the righteous people, and then he's going to be able to see Hashem. But, first of all, he needs to see the light of his own neshama. But when a man is sinning, so the sins, they become to be like filth, like mud, like a curtain that is blocking the eyes of the man from seeing the light of his own neshama. So actually, a man that made complete tshuva, that he cleaned everything, he can see that he wants Hashem Yitbarach all of the time. And on that it's all stand. Means that we should be very strong on doing tshuva and on believing in the power of tshuva. To believe in the power of tshuva. That when you're confessing, when you're saying to Hashem Yitbarach, I'm sorry, I admit, I sin, you're erasing, you're removing the filth from your eyes, that curtain. And now you can see that you are a neshama, that you have a spiritual being. People that are starting their tshuva process, always you can see that. That they have such huge will, and they want to do this, and to change the face of tshuva, and to change the world, and why it's happening? Because suddenly, because of the tshuva, that they started to do tshuva, really, in the beginning, before they become to be charedim, before they become to be religious, they were doing tshuva. All of their process was to clean themselves, to work on their attribute, to work on themselves, to be better persons, not to lie, not to cheat, not to steal. They were busy in tshuva. After a while, they forget to keep on doing tshuva, and they become to be religious, and they just need to come in time to seder, to yeshiva, to go to Bet Knesset, and they went back to the same world that they lived before, just in a Haredi community. But they are the same people that they were. They stopped confessing, they stopped the tshuva process, so they cannot see the light of the neshama anymore. But the truth is that the man that's just going to continue from the beginning to do tshuva on tshuva on tshuva on tshuva, it will never going to stop. He's going to see the light, and also he's going to achieve all of the things that he wanted from the beginning. Like we can see a live example on a Rav, that he wanted things in the beginning, and he kept on doing tshuva and tshuva and tshuva, and teaching other people to do tshuva, and to connect themselves to the light of their own neshamot, and this is it, it's happening, and it's growing, and it's never going to stop. Because it's illuminating from his heart to other people's hearts, and those people are waking up, and they want it, the power of Rabbeinu, that said, we're going to do something new here, that never happened before. We're going to make students, that's going to make students, and it will never going to stop. Because to one rabbi, he can have four students. And after those four, everyone's going to have four. So, I don't know, you have 16. And then they're going to grow and grow and go. Everyone is building a shiva, establishing a shita and a way of doing tshuva, getting closer to Hashem Yitbarach. And it's growing and it's never going to stop. And midat tova meruba. The small amounts of good that we're doing are a lot stronger than what that goes on outside. Even in the lowest places of them all. I said it once in a shiur, I don't remember if here or somewhere else. If one person like us gonna go with a strong decision, Rabbeinu said, Chassid Sheli Ofech Et Ha'ir. One Chassid, one student on Rabbeinu is making a revolution in the city. He's coming and he's breaking everything. It means that one have power that is stronger than all of the people that lives over there in that city. If one of us is going to decide that he's going, like that it happened a lot of times with Avrechim from the Sishiva, they decided to go to Tel Aviv, to go to the pubs, to go to discotheques, and he's going and he's giving a shiur now in the pub. He's banging on the bar, and he's saying, Raboisai, it happened. Those things happened. A lot of times it happened. If one person like that is entering to a place and he's starting to talk and he's making noise and he's starting to talk, all of the people that were there, everyone 1 minute ago was so important and everyone was sitting and with all of his pride and I don't know what, imaginations, and now car keys, and playing with his car keys, and now, Baruch Hashem, there is someone else that is talking, and this is it. Everyone lost their importance. No one have nothing to sell anymore. If someone is brave enough to talk and to be there and to talk, he's going to be able to cancel all of them. All of those going to become to be his Hasidim. Even if it's going to hold, it depends on how much power he's got. Actually, he can take all of them to the yeshiva if he's going to be strong enough. It's not a problem. They don't have nothing over there. Just you don't believe in yourself that you have something in your hand. If you're going to believe that you have something to give them, they're following you. They don't have nothing. It's not a problem to show to a Chiloni that he doesn't have nothing in his hands. It's the most easiest thing of them all. To show him that he doesn't have nothing, it's not a problem. This is not a problem to show him. To give him a solution, this is the problem. To give him something to replace his emptiness, this is something that we should find. But that you can find only inside of yourself. Only if you have it. Only if you're a lighthouse in your life, in your house, and in the yeshiva, and in your neighborhood, and you're a man that is like that, that everyone is enjoying from you, that in the house everyone are leaning or counting on you, and you have what to give, so then you can go to the farthest places of them all and to illuminate the thickest darkness of them all, the lowest places of them all. You just need to believe in yourself. How can it be that a person like that, like Rav Shalom Arush, think about it. A man that doesn't know to talk English. He doesn't know to speak English. And he's making revolution in the United States. And when he went over there to the United States, he was sitting like that in the car, not opening his eyes. And they came and showed him, come, look, this is the twins, and this is the, I don't know what, Empire State Buildings. And he told them, yeah. And he's not opening his eyes. They told him, Rav, just look, 1 second. He said, I'm sorry, I'm not opening my eyes. And he's making a revolution. The Rebbe Milubavitch, in the days that he made the biggest effect in the world, he wasn't going out from his room, from his Beit Midrash. He had a room inside of the Beit Midrash 770. He was inside that room. People would come into his room. He was talking to them a few words and sending them to go out to the world and to make revolution. And he's sitting inside his Dalet Amot. And he's concentrating with Hashem Yitbarach in his Avodat Hashem. You don't need to open your eyes to go to make Kiruv Rechokim. You don't need to have the power of convincing. If you're going to think, Rav Berland, Rav Shalom, they're the best examples. Those are not people that you would say from the beginning, he's a superstar. Look, this is a superstar. He's not a superstar. Rav Shalom Arush, his speech, power of speech, he's very weak. Even for Israeli people, it's hard to understand him. But because that he's got that pure voice, the Kol Kol Yaakov, the voice of Yaakov, and he's a worthy rebuker, so people, they're thirsty to hear him. They want to understand, and they're all going and listening. What Rav is saying? And in other languages, people want a translation, and they want to understand. Why? Because he's got spiritual light inside of him that they're thirsty to receive. Not because that he's talented or wise or that he's so funny or I don't know what. All of those things are become to be in our eyes. Because we see something gorgeous, amazing. If you ever heard Rav Berland, you would understand a lot more what that I'm talking about. This is not a man that you can communicate with him so much. He's somewhere else. He's screaming and he's talking loud and in a very, very high voice, and you cannot understand, but something that you, Afar Gav Deiu Lo Chaze, even though that you cannot see, Mazel Chaze, your neshama, she sees. And she's attracted to that. People want to touch Arav, want to touch, to hold Arav Berland in his hand. People once broke his hand because of the jumping all over him. They want to hug him, to touch him. What's going to help you? You're going to touch him. All right, dear Arav, touch him. All right. What, it helped you? He don't know, but his neshama is screaming, you have to have him. You have to get closer to him. You have to, and he doesn't know how to interpret it, how to decide what to do with it. So he's running and he's going to break walls because that he's like an animal now, because that he's very far now, he's still mamash in the beginning of his tshuva, so he's very rude, and so he wants to break the walls to find Rav Berland finally. To go to Rav Shalom, one time, 2 years ago in the Hilul of Rabbeinu, There was some person start to jump about all of the tables that were separating from Rav, and he's jumping, climbing on the. He had to get a Rav. What do you want? Rav is dancing. You can dance. Be happy. He cannot. Rav is begging to us all of the time in Purim. Don't come to me. Don't talk to me. Let me dance. Let me dance. Because people, they see a Rav and they see life. They see they want to attach themselves to him. Why? Because when a man is working on his neshama, like we said that before, that Rav Shalom said that, when a man is working on his spiritual light, his neshama is illuminating. And your neshama, it's not your neshama. It's the light of Hashem Yitbarach, like we said. So when people are looking at you, that your neshama is illuminating, they don't see your neshama, they see Hashem. They see a gate to Hashem, they see a window, an opening to Hashem. And they just want to connect themselves to Hashem Yitbarach, and they see the light of their own neshama. They start to understand, hey, I can be like that also. I can also pray all day long. I can also be connected to Hashem. I can also be happy. I can also be cool and wise and understand things and learn Torah. Suddenly, like I told you that once I was with Rav Shalom in Migdal David, and suddenly two 15-year-old girls was starting to scream, it's a Rav Shalom, it's a Rav Shalom. I said to myself, this is it. This is something totally else. If he's got, how you said, groupies, how you said?
Groupies.
So what's this? Something is weird here. The man is 60, the man is learning Torah, the man is praying, the man is, who is the Haredi? He's got groupies, what's going on? Yes, they see the light of their own neshama. Rav Shalom. Shalom, and they're coming. We just talked about you. Something is changing in the world, and Hashem is bringing, like Rabbeinu is writing in Torah Aleph, in the first Torah in Likutei Moharan, that Hashem is bringing the grace, the chen, the beauty back to Am Yisrael. I was walking with my wife and children in the market Bashuk Machne Yehuda. And we're going, and I'm carrying the children. We have five, Baruch Hashem. We're carrying Agala. With the children, and another basket with us, taking with all of shoppings. And we're walking, and every 5 minutes, someone else is standing with a camera and huge iPhone. How it calls it?
Tablet.
And everyone, and pictures, and picturing us. And we're walking in the market. And my wife, she's saying to me, what's going on? Why people are picturing you all of? What's going on? And people are coming to me and telling me, tell them to stop filming, picturing you while they're doing it. Tell them to stop. You don't know what's going on. You're going for shopping. You're buying few cucumbers, few tomatoes, few apples, oranges for the children to be happy. But you're glowing. You're illuminating. People have to have a picture of you. Why? Why it's happening? Because the light of the neshama breaks through. Break out. Go to other places to illuminate the hearts of other people. And you don't do nothing for that. You look horrible when you look at yourself in the mirror. You look horrible. But the light of your neshama is illuminated from inside. From inside, it's a spiritual light that is breaking through all of the walls, all of the curtains. The wisdom of breaking that body, breaking lusts and desires. And suddenly you have spiritual light that is illuminating. And other people want also to have that because they can never have it. No matter how much makeup they're going to put, or the work, expensive clothes they're going to wear, they're never going to have that light. They're never going to have that beauty, spiritual beauty. And we can have that also, only through breaking that prison of that body. Only by breaking it. By sleeping less. And not following after lusts and desires. And accepting all bizyonot, shames and insultings with love. With love. I remember a few hours ago when my wife was rebuking me, the morning rebuke. I want to say, I remember once, but every few hours I have new stories.
It's written, "En chacham kebal nisayon." A man cannot be wise if he doesn't have experience. So you want to be wise, you have to understand that the experience is coming with it. It's the same package. You have to go through difficulties. You want to be wise, you want to be all right, needs to break you too. It's written that the wick when it's not illuminating, not pulling the oil, so you need to break it. You need to remove all of the ashes from it. And so also the Zohar Kadosh is saying the body of the man, when the neshama is not illuminating in it, you need to break the body. You need to break it. And then the light of the neshama is pulling more light and more oil, holy oil. So I remember in the morning rebuke, so I Baruch Hashem, couldn't do nothing. I was in the middle of my shacharit. I couldn't talk, I couldn't do nothing, Baruch Hashem. And Baruch Hashem, I just receive. And I finished my shachrit, Baruch Hashem. And then I said to myself, look, all of the time you're giving classes and you're telling everyone that they need to believe that it's all Hashem. So try that also once. Almost. Maybe it's gonna bring something good into your life. What do you know? And then I'm saying to myself, after Shachrit, I'm saying to myself, it's only Hashem. It's only Hashem. There is no wife in the world. There is nothing. It's only Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. And then she looked at me, and she was furious, and she's threatening, and everything, Baruch Hashem, very, very colorful scene. Juicy. And then she looked at me face eye to eye and she started to laugh. And she began to be happy. And this is it. And it finished. Nothing. I haven't said a word. I haven't tried to make her happy. I was just smiling, looking at her, and she smiled. For her in the I don't know what she thought to herself. I don't know. But it cancelled in a moment. All of the judgments are coming on the man when he doesn't have faith. Then Hashem is angry. When you bring back Hashem into the picture, even if you're not changing nothing physically, nothing, you're not doing nothing, no ishtadlut at all. You just brought back Hashem into the picture, no judgments anymore, no complaints on you. No complaints. The only complaint is that you don't believe, that you're not happy, that you're not thankful, that you're not praising Hashem Yitbarach. If you're far from that, so we need to remind you that there is Hashem in the world that controls your life. And if you're not getting it with good things, so have to have difficulties. A man can pray for 3.5 hours, for 4 hours on one issue, and actually he's not connecting himself really to the faith. He's just saying those things from his mouth outside. He's just saying, please Hashem, give me faith. But he's not really doing deep it bodedut of connecting himself to Hashem. He's just saying, please Hashem, I want to believe in it. It's also good. But then, because that it was also good, Hashem have to show you that He's the King, that you're going to receive what that you prayed on. So He's breaking something in your life. So He's twisting your arm somehow that you're going to say, all right, I understand, this is Hashem. All right. But if a man going to do a real itbodedut, that in that itbodedut, you're really going to bring Hashem itbarach into his life back, means that you're going to say, Hashem itbarach, in this shachrit breakfast that I was eating, I wasn't thinking about you at all. I was thinking about the bread. I was thinking about the hummus. I was thinking about whatever. I forgot you. You brought Hashem back into your life. Tomorrow when you're going to come to eat, you're going to remember Hashem Yitbarach in that Suda. If really you're going to bring Hashem, and then you're going to the next mitzvah and the next action that you made, something in every situation, if you're going to be strong to bring really Hashem Yitbarach into your life, when you're doing tshuva in your confessions, really to admit, Ribono Shel Olam, you weren't there. I wasn't looking at you. I wasn't thinking about you. I didn't care about you at all, Ribono Shel Olam. And I'm sorry. Please, Ribono Shel Olam, be with me next time. Come to be with me, to live with me, to spend time with me. Live in my house, live in my life. Please, Ribono Shel Olam, be with me. Hug me, let me understand you, let me think about you, let me remember you. If you're going to do that in your itbodedut, there is no place for no judgments on your, in your life at all. Hashem doesn't need to rebuke you. Hashem is rebuking you because that He loves you and He sees that you're far from Him.
But if you all of your power is going to put on getting closer to Hashem, hugging Hashem, holding Hashem, begging, please, Ribono Shalom, don't leave me. For one moment, I saw that I left you, Ribono Shalom, that it's never going to happen again. Please, Ribono Shalom, I'm sorry. Hashem never going to leave you. And He will not going to need to rebuke you. You need to scream on someone that is far, that He cannot hear you. Someone that is close, you can whisper, and He already understands. From small signs, from small hints, already you wake up. And He's doing tshuva. Like that I told you a few times, few stories on Rav Shalom, how from a small thing that he realized that he had a mistake in his Avodat Hashem, and he went and done long it, but he did on that, he changed the face of the world because of that. The light that he achieved by really investigating, going into the field. And if it's hard for you, and you see that you fall into sadness by those investigations, by those deep, deep tshuvot, it means that you're not doing tshuva. It means that you're chasing after yourself. You need to stop that process. The Yetzirah doesn't care if you're going to slip from the right side or from the left side, where you're going to fall from. He doesn't care if it's going to be as a crazy religious person or as a crazy chiloni person. He doesn't care. As long as you're falling, he doesn't care. Adrabah, you can achieve more few things if you're going to be religious and going to fall. It's better. You can make Chilul Hashem, you can push other people to fall through that also. So Adrabah, it's the best for him to make you a crazy righteous man, a crazy religious man. It's not a problem. This is why in that situation that you find yourself falling to sadness, to stress, to frustration, during the tshuva, you need to stop the tshuva. And to say, Ribono Sholam, I don't have tools, I don't have vessels to do tshuva even. Like Rav Shalom said yesterday, four kings and everyone is weaker. You need to admit, what's your abilities? I don't have abilities at all. I'm just begging, Ribono Sholam, help me to be happy, to go with Garden of Gratitude. And to go with it doesn't mean to carry it in your backpack. It means to read it and to pray on that. And to pray on that again. And to read another chapter today, and then to go to the field and say, conversation. The main itbodedut is that conversation, heart to heart. Ribono shel Olam, I read today a chapter in Garden of Gratitude, and I don't understand what you want from me, Ribono shel Olam. My life is all good, all that I'm suffering too much, or I don't know what. Everyone from his place. I don't understand what you're talking about. They're talking about lust for women. I don't have it. I don't know what they're talking about. Please, Ribono Shel Olam, or that I'm more contaminated than them, or that I don't understand what they're talking about, or that I'm clean, let me see what you're talking about. Talking about guarding the eyes. I never heard about that concept. Guarding the eyes. What do you want? How I'm going to go shopping? How I'm going to go to the bus? How I'm going to talk to people? What do you want? I don't understand what they're talking about. If you're going to go like that, Ribono Shel Olam, what it means? Let me understand. Do half an hour on the half an hour. Please, Ribono Shel Olam, let me understand. How should I do tshuva? How should I pray? How should I go step by step into those gates of Breslev, of Kedusha, of Judaism? Rabbeinu said, Breslev, it's beta yotzer le'yadut. It's the create, the factory of Judaism. Judaism comes out from Breslev today. You cannot approach Judaism without Breslev, without all of those great ideas of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And you're going to see other rabbis, other lecturers, they're all taking from the wisdom of Rabbeinu, if they know and if they don't know. And if they're ignoring it, or if they're denying it, or if they're hiding it in purpose. You cannot bring people to do tshuva if you're not going to tell them, be happy. No one talked about it. To tell them there is no despair in the world, no matter what, so continue, move on. No one gave solutions except of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. No one gave those solutions. They're all coming from Rabbeinu HaKadosh, like Rabbi Yoshua Kohen, Shas Kohen, that all of the Litvish world going to support him, and all of the Hasidic world going to support him, and everyone is accepted on everyone, and he said it in the shiur, in the class that he made on in the Ilula of Rabbi Natan, the student of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and he said, all of the world are receiving from Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Nachman Breslev, and from his student Rabbi Natan, even that they don't know it. Those are words of Rabbi Yoshua Kohen. And if Rabbi Yoshua Kohen said it, that he said to Rav Shalom that he read his books several times, every book, and he is in, and his wife are sitting and learning Gan HaShalom. Together they're sitting and learning the books of Rav Shalom. and they're learning the books of Arab, and he's learning, and he's doing tshuva, and he's doing it bodedut, and he's not ready to, he's not willing to leave the yeshiva and to teach in other places, because he sees light of what? Of Mezakeh Arabim, someone that goes from one city to the other, from one village to the other, and giving classes and classes and classes. Like Rav Ovadia told his children, and he told them, if someone is telling you to come and give a shiur, never stop, never refuse. Even if you're going to meet over only two people over there, there are sparks over there that you need to fix, you have to go. Even they're calling you a shiur in Kiryat Gat, come and give a class in a shelter, in I don't know where, in a basement, in I don't know what, in a boat. Someone once told me if I can come and give a class on a boat. It didn't happen finally, but he offered. I said yes. Why not? Why not? There is a class, people are thirsty, people want to learn Torah, come. And you're going and you're talking, you don't know what you're going to do. You don't know what you're going to make, you don't know how much light you're going to bring. You can convince someone over there to do something that he's going to be the success of your life, and you don't know that at all. You're going to talk to him and he's going to do something huge and you don't know. And what have you done? You just talked. Just talked from your heart. Just share from your tshuva process. You don't need to be a righteous man to teach. You need to believe that you have a neshama. You need to believe that you want Hashem and to talk from the will. To talk on your will. I don't remember that story. One of the students that was from the Magid Mimezrich, I think Rav Shalom told that once. That he came once to the Magid Mimezrich. I don't remember how that it went. You remember? That the Magid Mimezrich told him, in the end, he told him, if you're talking about the will, so I don't have Torah to tell you anymore. The Magid Mimezrich was saying a certain Torah, something, and then one of the students, he one of the people that were there, he came first time or something like that, and he wanted to ask something, and while that he done that, he said, I want to keep what that you said, but something, he was talking about the will. So the Magid Mimezrich answered to him, if you're talking on will, if you're talking on wanting Hashem Yitbarach, I don't have Torah to tell you. What it means? That all of the Torah that we're learning is coming to bring us to the will, to want Hashem. And if you already want Hashem, you don't need Torah. You don't need the Torah. You want Hashem. You already want Hashem. All of the purpose of the Torah is to bring the man to believe in Hashem, to love Hashem, to want Hashem. So if you're talking about the will, there is no Torah to teach you. What I'm going to tell you? Parashat Shavua, another Parashat Shavua, and to connect the Parashot and the Haftarot, and to show how that the Haftarah and the Parashah of this week are connected to the political map of this week also. All imaginations. The Torah is coming to teach us that Hashem loves us, that Hashem wants us, that we're important to Hashem, that when you're standing to pray to Hashem, Hashem is here. Hashem is accepting every word of you, of each and every one of us. And the ones that are going to have the merit to go with that strong will and to pray and to pray and to pray no matter what. So 20 years I'm going to pray, 70 years I'm going to pray. This is the purpose. No matter until when, no matter where my success is hiding, I don't care. At least I know that I want Hashem. And I'm happy with the will that I have. Thank you very much.